The proposal for the Trail East development in Uptown Normal has collapsed. Bush Construction tells the town it is pulling out because the time is not right for the four-story mixed-use development. The project began in 2017 with a request for a proposal to develop the lot and adjoining buildings. A couple months ago, the town council amended the design and development agreement to adjust for changes in leasing and housing needs. City Manager Pam Reese says Bush Construction had tried hard for a couple years, including during the pandemic, to get the project to the finish line, and the overall plan for the site is still good.
We're still confident that a project at the northeast quadrant of the circle will be great for the community. And so now the challenge will be to pull a new partner to the table and continue to move forward.
Why are you confident, given the economic circumstances attendant on the pandemic, the uncertainty over the economy, and the complicated history of large-scale developments, which are always a heavy lift?
Always. Well, I'm confident for a number of reasons. There continues to be interest in Uptown in terms of development. Bloomington Normal and McLean County right now are seeing a lot of growth and development, which is an economic driver in our community. There's significant interest in a residential component, and part of the Trail East project did include apartments or some residential component. And frankly, the tenants that had indicated that they had a pre-lease agreement for the commercial spaces on the first three floors still, I believe, remain very interested in having a physical presence in Uptown.
Why did Bush say it needed to pull out?
I think after council adopted the amended redevelopment agreement, there was an understanding that that was going to be all that was necessary to meet the needs of their partners and their financing team, and an expectation then that we could close on transfer of the town property to the developer by mid-September, and then they were looking towards mid-October. And I think as they continued working on their financing details, it just realized it wasn't going to come together, not only because of financing, but also construction cost increases and market changes.
Is there a chance to re-envision what should go there, given changing tastes and housing patterns in the community?
Well, I suspect, if we can find a partner who's interested in moving forward with a development there, they might not have the same interest that Bush had or have the same building design in mind. So I suppose it's possible that things could change a bit, but it does present a challenge and an opportunity for town staff to partner with Farnsworth Group, who has been committed to this project, and other potential tenants to see who we can bring to the table to partner with us to get this done.
How will you go about seeking out new developers?
Well, that's a very good question. This is still very fresh news. We've got to, of course, follow the letter of the law in terms of our agreement with Bush and make sure that the separation is done appropriately, because we did have a development agreement. But then I'm going to contact folks and see if there's an interest out there in partnering or coming to the table to talk about it. Then we got to follow our procurement policy. So I don't know if it requires another RFP, because we issued a proposal way back in 2017 for this project, and that's how Bush came into the mix. So either we'll see if we can bring someone to the table and maybe assign the executed agreement, if that's possible, or maybe it goes back to issuing RFP. But all those things are on the table, and since this is very fresh news, we've got time to evaluate next steps.
How much money and other resources has the town already expended in this three-year period?
Off the top of my head, I would say in terms of indirect cost, it's been staff time. We have not moved forward with undergrounding utilities in the alleyway, things like that. We have not closed on the transfer of the two properties the town owns. So right now, my guess is that our investment has primarily been staff time.
In seeking a new developer, this is not the foremost complication, but it is a complication. The mural. which of course has occupied a fair amount of real estate in the public mind over the last couple of years. Would the proposed solution that was attendant on Bush, that it be incorporated into the new structure, still be necessary for any new developer, or would the town be willing to go back to Plan A, which was to relocate the mural?
Well, I'm hoping Plan A becomes continuing to absorb the mural and that wall into a future structure. That's my hope. We'll see what the interest is as we get a new partner to the table, because it does present challenges in terms of construction, of course, but I think that was a good solution. Relocating the mural was a solution that we came up with through the federal lawsuit process. And while it can be done, it's incredibly costly and presents construction challenges in and of itself. So I'm hopeful we can find a way to retain it in place.
Is that going to be a limiting factor then on finding a developer? It's one more thing that a developer would have to agree to incorporate it into a new structure.
I suppose another alternative would be a building redesign. That has its own challenges as well in terms of cost. So I think that's one of the things we've seen throughout this three-year process, is that was a year or so of litigation that caused an interruption that was unpredictable when we first started this process. And I'm, you know, confident that any developer that's going to come to the table now is going to want to make sure that that doesn't continue to become a lawsuit. You know, the writing's on the wall, I guess, figuratively and literally, perhaps, that anybody who talks with us about Trail East certainly knows about that mural issue. It's been a very public conversation.
That is Normal City Manager Pam Reese talking about the exit of developer Bush Construction from the Trail East project in Uptown.